Say this loud and clear.
Ẹgbọ́n sókè kẹ wí gbólóhùn yìí.
Oh God, arise.
Ọlọ́run dìde.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Ẹ lè wí bẹ̀ lóhùn gara bí.
Shout it again loud and clear.
Ẹ kígbe rẹ̀ lóhùn rárá.
And let my story change.
Jẹ́ kí ìtàn mi yí padà.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Open your mouth and pray.
Láìnù rẹ̀ gbàdúrà fún ìyípadà ìtàn ẹni.
Masandire
ó bí akapuka ṣe dárí a.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ẹ ṣeun Jésù.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
After this next prayer.
Lẹ́yìn tá a bá gbàdúrà tó kàn yìí.
Someone is here.
Ẹnìkan ń bẹ nínú ìpàdé pọ̀ yìí.
A miracle that will shock and surprise your doctors will happen to you.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu tí ó yẹ àwọn oníṣègùn òyìnbó rẹ yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ.
Maybe you didn't hear what I said well.
Bóyá ẹ gbọ́ ohun tí mo wí dáradára.
A miracle that will shock your doctors and surprise them.
Mo ní ìyanu tí yóò ba àwọn oníṣègùn òyìnbó rẹ lẹ́rù.
After this prayer.
Yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ sí ọ lẹ́yìn tá a bá gbàdúrà yìí tán.
The power of mysterious affliction.
Ìwọ agbára ìpọ́njú tó nira.
Can you allow your voice to roar like thunder?
Wọ́n lè jẹ́ kí ẹ̀wùrẹ́ kó lọ sókè.
Dey! In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Deal with the power of mysterious affliction.
Pọ̀jú ìjà sí ìpọ́njú tó jẹ́ àdìtú.
Bapori hapa santa
alika.
That power of mysterious affliction.
Ìwà agbára ìpọ́njú àdìtú.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Kú ní orúkọ Jésù.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
They said to Elijah.
Wọ́n wí fún Elijah.
Say, man of God, come down.
Wọ́n ní ènìyàn Ọlọ́run sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Say, if I be a man of God.
Ó ní bí èmi bá ń ṣe ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
Let fire come down.
Jẹ́ kí iná sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Shout this loud and clear.
Ẹ kí ìgbélé ilé ohùn rárá.
Voices of demotion.
Ẹ̀yin ohùn tí ń rẹni sílẹ̀.
Asking me to come down.
Tó ń sọ fún mi pé kí n sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Catch fire.
Ẹ gbiná.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Deal with the voices of demotion.
Kọjú ìjà sí àwọn ohùn tó rẹni sílẹ̀.
Reappoint your
captain center.
Open your mouth, open your mouth.
Láìnù rẹ, láìnù rẹ.
Instead of me to come down.
Kàkà kí n sọ̀kalẹ̀.
Let fire come down.
Kàkì iná sọ̀kalẹ̀.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Thou crystal ball.
Ìwọ àwòjìji.
Thou mirror of darkness.
Ìwọ jíngí òkùnkùn.
Can you shout those two things loud and clear?
Ẹ a lè kí gbogbo méjèèjì ilé ohun rárá.
This prayer is for somebody who is not praying yet.
Àdúrà yìí wà fún èèyàn kan tí ò
tiẹ̀ ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà. Can your voice be loud?
Ẹ gbóhùn yín sókè jù báyìí lọ.
Assign against me.
Tí wọ́n yàn lòdì sí mi.
Scatter!
Ẹ̀túká!
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Scatter their crystal ball, scatter their mirror.
Tú àwọn jíjí wọn ká, tú jíngí wọn ká.
Let their crystal ball explode in their faces.
Jẹ́ kí àwọn jíjí wọn kó fọ́ mọ́ wọn lójú.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Father, we thank you for this day.
Bàbá dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín fún ọjọ́
yìí. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ẹ gba ọpẹ́ wa ní orúkọ Jésù.
Father, lay your hands upon us here this morning.
Bàbá ẹ dá ọwọ́ ilé wa lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
Open our understanding.
Ẹ ṣí wa lóye.
Give us deep knowledge.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu
lagbara. Amen.
Ami to le Olorun goro.
Let's have a seat. God bless you.
E jowo e je ka joko Oluwa yo buku fun wa.
This morning,
ni owuro yi,
we are looking at what I call confronting the spirit of Belial.
Awo ma so lori ohun ta pe ni ki koju ja si emi Beliali.
Confronting the spirit of Belial.
Ki koju ja si emi Beliali.
And if you like, you can say Belial if you like, but it's the same thing.
E le pe ni Beliali ti ba
se. This is a strange year.
Odun ta wa ninu re yi di odun ajeji.
As we have been told at the crossover service to the new year.
Be ati n so fun wa ninu isoro ti a fi wo odun tutun yi.
Strange year, right?
Odun ajeji ni.
If there is one spirit
ti emi kan ba wa
that we need to confront this year
to ye ka koju ija si ninu odun yi
and deal with it,
ki a si se bo ti se mo se tin so emi Beliali yi ni.
I just want to go into the scriptures
ni kia kia mo fe ye iwe mimo wo
and show you the characteristic of this spirit,
ki n si fun yin ni awon amuye
ami and how to confront it,
ati bi e o ti dojuko
and how to deal with it,
ati bi e o ti wo wulule.
It will be a tragedy
ijamba ni yo je
if you have the knowledge of a situation
ti o ba ni oye ipo kan
and you do not use your knowledge to save yourself.
To si lo oye to ni lati gba ara re la.
Confronting the spirit of Belial.
Ki koju ija si emi Beliali.
In Deuteronomy chapter 13.
Ninu iwe Deuteronomy ori ketala.
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori ketala.
If there is any spirit we need to confront this year, head on.
Ti emi kan ba to ye ka koju si.
This is a major one.
Oleyi lo se pataki julo ninu
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori ketala.
From verse 13.
Aoka lati ese iketala.
If you are there, say yes.
Ti a ba ti si e je ka wi pe be ni.
Deuteronomy 13:13.
Iwe Deuteronomy ori ketala ese ketala.
Let's read verse 13 and 14 together. Let's go.
E je ka jumo ese ketala lati
ka ri ma.
Awon mo Beliali.
Amen.
Amen.
Certain men,
awon okunrin kan,
the children of Belial,
awon mo Beliali,
are gone out from among you.
Won jade lo kuro ninu yin.
And have withdrawn the inhabitants of the city.
Won si ko awon ara ilu won seyin wi pe,
let us go and serve other gods.
E je ki a lo ki a ma si Olorun miran.
Which ye have not known.
Ti eyin ko mo ri.
Keep that at the back of your mind.
E ja fi le sinu okan wa.
In Judges chapter 19.
Ninu awon onidajo ese ori kokandini ogun.
Judges 19.
Awon onidajo
verse 22.
Ori kokandini ogun ese keji leli ogun.
Judges 19:22. Now,
nje,
as they were making their hearts merry,
be won tin se ariya,
behold,
kiyesi,
the men of the city,
awon okunrin ilu na,
certain sons of Belial,
awon omo Beliali,
beset the house round about,
yi ile na ka,
and beat at the door,
won si lu ile,
and spoke to the master of the house,
won si so fun baale ile na,
the old man saying,
okunrin arugbo ni,
bring forth the man that came into the house,
mu okunrin ti o wo sinu ile re ile wa,
that we may know him,
ki awa ki o le mo.
They wanted him to bring out a man,
won fe ki o mu okunrin kan jade,
so that the men can sleep with the man,
ki awon okunrin le ni asepo pelu awon
okunrin, which the Bible calls homosexualism or sodomy.
E ti awon bibele pe ni iwa sodom.
It is the spirit of Belial.
Emi Beliali ni.
In 1 Kings chapter 21.
Ninu iwe awon ba kini ori kokan leli
ogun. 1 Kings chapter 21.
Iwe awon ba kini ori kokan leli ogun.
Look at it in verse 13.
E ka wo ese ketala.
1 Kings chapter 21.
Iwe oba
verse 13, we're looking at confronting the spirit of
Belial.
First Kings chapter 21, verse 13.
And
there came in two men, children of Belial,
and
they sat before him. And the men of Belial witnessed against him, even against Naboth, in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth did blaspheme God and the king. Then they carried him forth out of the city and stoned him with stones that he died.
Once he saw the Okuta Osiku,
this man carried false witness against a man who owned his property.
Lodi si eni na lori ohun ini re.
They came to bear false witness against the man. Whereby that man was stoned to death.
Nipa be won wa so okunrin ni okuta pa.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6,
ni kori iwe Corinthi keji ori kefa.
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Corinthians keji ori kefa.
Look at what it says in verse 15.
I want to so ni eseke dogun.
And what concord had Christ with Belial?
Irepo kini Christi si ni pelu Beliali.
Or what part are he that believed with an infidel?
Tabi ipin wo li eni ti o gbagbo ni pelu
alaigbagbo. And what agreement had the temple of God with idols?
Irepo kini temple Olorun si ni pelu
Orisa. For ye are the temple of the living God.
Nitori eyin ni temple Olorun alaye.
As God has said, I will dwell in them.
Gege bi Olorun ti wi pe bi o ba gbe inu won, emi o si ma rin ninu won.
I will be their God.
Won emi o je Olorun won.
And they shall be my people.
Won o si je eniyan mi.
Beloved,
Olufe,
there is a powerful spirit that is rarely addressed. That has turned men upside down. It is the spirit of Belial. Belial means worthlessness. It means valueless. It means useless. It means despicable. It means wickedness. It means evil. It means ungodly. It means good for nothing. It means cheap. And vile. Belial is a ruling spirit of wickedness. A powerful principality with a host of demons under it that operate under his command. And from the few passages we've read, there are plenty of more passages, but those are the four we want to read. In the first one, the men with the spirit of Belial said they should go and serve other gods. In the second one, men with the spirit of Belial wanted to rape a fellow man like themselves. In the third place that you read, men with the spirit of Belial were bearing false witness, which led to the death of somebody who properly owned his property. In the fourth place that we read, God said, you should have nothing to do with them. So there is no agreement at all between the children of God and Belial. It is a ruling spirit of wickedness. Since Belial is the ruling spirit of wickedness, there is going to be plenty of wickedness this year. It has started already. But from reading these passages,
bi a si tin ka awon iwe
mimo yi, other passages about Belial in scripture,
ati awon ese bibeli miran ninu iwe mimo,
we are able to understand the characteristic of this strong man.
Oye wa ye wa dada nipa awon amuye okunrin alagbara won yi,
which has captured people.
Eyi to ti ku opo nigbeku,
and which we don't sometimes pay attention to.
Eyi ti a ki si kiyesi nigba miran.
And in a strange boiling here like this, this spirit will be manifestation.
Ni inu akoso ti o jajeje bayi awon emi a ma wa ninu iwa.
For which purpose we need to start re-strategizing our prayers.
Ni pe eyi ti a lati wa tun ara wa to nipa adura ta ma
gba. And we need to pray certain prayers, maybe the kind of prayers we've not been praying before.
Asin lati gba rufi awon adura kan boya ru awon adura ta atile ti gba
ri. The kind of prayers that some people will hear and say, this is wickedness. How can they be praying this kind of prayer?
Adura ta won mi ran yo gbo won ni iwa kalele yi bawo ni o se ma gba rufi adura yi.
But there is no gentle way of arresting wickedness.
Sugbon ko si ona jeje, ko si ona lakowe teniyan le fi mu iwa ikaso.
Every method to arrest wickedness is violent.
Gbogbo ona ta fi le mu iwa ikaso o ni ona ipa.
That's why I'm praying for somebody here.
Nitori di eyi ni mo se ngbadura fun
yokan ni. The plan of the wicked for your life.
Be ti awon eniyan ika fun aye re.
The plan of the wicked for your family.
E ti awon eniyan ika fun idile re.
The plan of the wicked for your career.
E ti awon eniyan ika fun ise re.
The plan of the wicked for your children.
E ti awon eniyan ika fun awon omo re.
Shall be buried this morning in the name of Jesus.
A gbe won gbin loye lowuro.
Let amen roar like thunder.
Eke ami re ro bi ara.
That amen is not loud enough.
Ami re ogori to.
The spirit of Belial.
Emi Beliali.
It causes men and women to commit sins that are abominable.
A ma mu ki awon okunrin ati obinrin ko ma de ese eti o buru.
Abominable sins.
Awon ese to buru jai.
Abominable sins.
Awon ese ti o darara.
There are two cases that I'm handling now.
Awon ipo meji wa ti mo moju to bayi.
Father slept with daughter.
Baba o ba omo binrin re sun.
Daughter now has a baby.
Omo binrin wa ni omo.
From our own father.
Latowo baba to bi.
How do you resolve an abominable iniquity like this?
Ba o le se wa yanju iwa irira to tobi eleyi.
It is the spirit of Belial.
Emi Belial
ni. That pushes men to do abominable iniquity.
E ti o ma mu ki awon eniyan ma hu wa irira.
The spirit of Belial also draws men away from the living God to idols.
Emi Beliali asi mu ki awon eniyan ko kuro lodo Olorun alaye si
odo orisi. Many of our modern day men are chronic idol worshippers.
Pupo ninu awon okunrin odi oni won je aborisa.
Many of our present day Christians are chronic idol worshippers.
Pupo ninu awon Christians odi oni won je aborisa gidigidi.
It is not when you bow down to Amadiora, to Shango, to Ogun that you are an idol worshipper.
Ki se nigba to ba lo teriba fun Amadiora abi fun Shango la o pe o ni aborisa.
No, a lot of people worship money.
Ki se be awon miran owo nonsin.
Some worship jewelries.
Awon miran eso ara nonsin.
Some worship food.
Awon miran onje nonsin.
Some worship sex.
Awon miran ibalopo nonsin.
Anything you put before God and beside God is an idol.
Ohunkohun to ba fi saaju Olorun tabi to fi segbe Olorun
is an idol.
Orisa ni.
Anything you put before God or beside God is an idol.
Ohunkohun to ba fi siwaju Olorun tabi to fi segbe Olorun orisa lo je.
So a lot of our generation, they are actually idol worshippers.
Tori pupo ninu awon odun ode oni aborisa ni won.
And it will be a tragedy to get to heaven and they say you can't enter here because you're an idol worshipper. I say, but I did not worship the idol in my village. I say, yes, you are worshiping more than the idols.
Yo si je ijamba la nigba to ba de ijọba orun tun o je owo inu ijọba orun to so pe o aborisa ni e se to fi je aborisa nitori pe o wa ninu aye yi o si nsin awon nkan to gbe ju Olorun lo.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
when the love in your heart
nigbati ife to wa ninu okan re,
the love to God,
ki se ife si Olorun,
you are an idol worshipper.
Aborisa lo je.
And plenty of idol worshippers are,
opo aborisa lo wa ni ayika.
Some worship their skin.
Awon mi awo ara won ni won.
Some worship their property.
Awon miran dukia won ni won.
Some worship their cars.
Awon miran moto ayokale won ni won.
Some take more care of their cars than their personal spiritual life.
Awon miran ma boju to oko ayokale won ju igbe aye mi won lo.
The person should be told point blank that you are an idol worshipper.
O ye kan so fun rufe ni be loju koju pe aborisa lo je.
And this is a strange phenomenon.
E si wa je ohun to je ajeji.
That a man can spend the whole of his efforts in what will not move his life forward.
Be ni a ma lo gbogbo ipa ati agbara to ni lati ma se ohun ti o le mu aye re
ko siwaju. And spirit of Belial.
Agbara ati emi Belial
ni.
To n fa awon eniyan.
from the living God to idols.
Kuro lodo Olorun alaye si odo orisa.
The mountain of fire and miracles ministry is a church that believes in holiness within and without.
Ori oke inu ati ise iyanu nihin agbagbo ninu iwa mimo ninu ati lode.
And we don't allow people to dress anyhow.
A ki si fi aye si e fun awon ni lati mura bo ti se wu won.
We don't allow people to come to our church and dress the way they like.
A ki fi aye si e fun awon ni lati wa si le josin wa lati mura bo se wu won.
Because a lot of people are already in trouble without those kind of dresses.
Nitori pe opo lo wa ninu wahala lai ti e si pe won mura be.
Those kind of dresses would then lead them astray more.
Iru awon mura be a tun wa mu won ko ma sina si waju si.
The spirit of Belial.
Emi Beliali.
Leads men astray.
A ma mu ki awon eniyan ko
sina. Make them follow worthless things.
A je ko ma tele awon ti o niye lori.
Worthless things, what that doesn't have any value.
Awon kan ti o niye lori.
Is what they will be pursuing.
O ni o ma le pare.
They forget, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Won ti gbagbe bolohun to so pe e kokon le pa ijo
Olorun
ati ododo re.
And other things shall be added.
Awon kan miran ni yo si wa tele.
They run after worthless things.
Won ma sare to ohun ti o
wulo. Things that will be useless immediately the Lord said, that's all right, come out. The spirit of Belial seduces men and draws them away from the Lord. The spirit of Belial causes people to be selfish and stingy.
You just
keep hoarding things. You hoard clothes, you hoard books, you hoard money, you hoard all kinds of things.
It's
the spirit of Belial. The spirit of Belial promotes homosexual lust. The spirit of Belial causes family disruption. The spirit of Belial brings people under the bondage of addictive sins.
Emi Belial le ama mu awon eyan wa sabe igbekun awon ese to gborin.
It puts people, it makes people addicted to things like alcohol, cigarettes, and all kinds of addictions.
A ma je ki nkan bi omoti para siga mimu ati bebe ko di baraku fun won.
The spirit of Belial makes believers to continue to live in sin and pretend to be holy.
Emi Belial le ama ko awon eyan awon Christiani ma gbe ninu ese. Won si ma di mo pe awon gbe igbe aye iwa mimo.
They pretend that they are holy, whereas it's a lie.
Won di mo pe awon gbe igbe aye iwa mimo sibe iro ni.
The spirit of Belial.
Emi Beliali.
Leads God's servants astray.
A ma tan awon iranse Olorun ko ma sina.
And I tell you the truth, a lot of pastors are just missing the road.
Mo si so fun otun to odo fun leni opolopo oluso agutan na ti sina.
The spirit of Belial.
Emi Beliali.
Promotes lack of mercy and compassion.
A ma se agbatero fun aini anu ati aini
ipanikedun. Plenty of that around now. No mercy, no compassion.
Pupo lo si wa ni ayeka wa nsin awon eyan osanu fun ni na mo de ni emi ibanikedun.
The spirit of Belial promotes greed and gluttony.
Emi Belial le a ma se agbatero ohun ta pe ni oju kokoro ati jeun lajeju.
The spirit of Belial causes a person to be accusing others of the very sin in his own life.
Emi Belial le a ma mu ki awon eniyan ko ma fesukun awon miran fun ese to awon gangan se.
Unfortunately,
once
the spirit of Belial moves into a life, a family, an environment, it tears down the protective spiritual wall around the person. The wall of fire that God has built around the person, this spirit has the power to pull it down if you allow it to come inside. I'm praying this morning that anyone here being caged by this spirit will be released by fire in the name of Jesus. Let that amen be loud and clear. If there is any spirit to confront this year, this particular spirit. The spirit of Belial promotes unexplainable fear.
Emi Belial le a ma se agbatero fun ero ti eyan o le sakawe re.
And make possible to be swallowed in unreasonable flood of fear.
A si je ki awon eyan ko de ohun ti ero ti o ti a le sakawe ko gbe mi.
Some are so scared, they're so afraid.
Awon elomiran ero a ma ba won.
This spirit of Belial is the wicked lying spirit.
O ni emi buburu emi ka ti ma poro.
That plots to steal and to destroy.
Ti ma dishite dite lati jale at lati panirun.
Getting believers who speak the truth now is becoming a rare commodity.
Lati ri awon onigbagbo ti won ma nso to bayi. O de ohun to chon won lopolo.
You find Christians taking telling lies as a simple thing, just tell lies.
Eri awon Christian ti ma poro tun o si ka si ohun ti o da.
And it's this tragedy.
O si wa je ijamba.
The spirit of
Belial
is that spirit that convinces people that they have incurable disease and that they will never get well. Convince the person that this thing will kill you, you will not get well.
Because
it's a wicked spirit. The spirit of
Belial
is the spirit behind the corruption, the crookedness and the worthless lies that we hear.
Oh, ni emi to wa leyin iwa igbariba ati iwa iloni lowo gba ti bebe lo to wa ni ayika wa bayi.
The spirit of Belial is the one responsible for marital destruction.
Emi Belial ohun lo wa leyin gbogbo ilasigba ti wahala to wa leyin igbeyawo.
The spirit of Belial causes men to act without conscience, no conscience.
Emi Belial amu kon won yan ko huwa lai ni eri okan.
And once that conscience is gone, the conscience is said like utter, or the conscience is defiled. Then the spirit of Belial moves in and causes unspeakable wickedness to happen. Everyone has a conscience. But this spirit can neutralize the conscience before seducing the person to commit sin.
The
spirit of Belial is the spirit responsible for abominable sexual perversion. The spirit of Belial is the one responsible for cross-dressing. Man dressing like woman, woman dressing like man.
Emi Belial lo ma mu ki okunrin ma mura bi obirin to si ma mu ko obirin ma mura bi okunrin.
It is wrong.
Oh Lord.
When a woman is dressing like a man, man is dressing like a woman.
Nigba ti obirin ba mura bi okunrin, okunrin wa yi na wa mura bi obirin.
The spirit of Belial is one responsible for prostitution.
Emi Belial ohun lo wa leyin ki yan ko ma se ise ti asewo.
And pornography.
Ati boye ma wo aworan ti awon to wa ni hoho.
If you do not address these things,
si o ba koju ija si awon kan wonyi,
the Bible terms the person to a child of Belial.
Bibeli pe rufe ni be ni omo Beliali.
And if we do not bring it to order,
ti a ba si wa mu wa si abe isakoso,
it has the capacity to cage.
O ni agbara lati fini si ihamo.
Capacity to confuse.
O ni agbara lati mu idarudapo bani.
Capacity to make somebody disobedient to God.
O ni agbara ti mu kenyan ko se agboran si Olorun.
Capacity to push a person to what the person should not be pushing to.
O ni agbara lati ti eniyan si ohun ti o ye ko se.
Capacity to make a believer backslide.
O ni agbara ti mu ko nigbagbo peyinda.
Capacity to even make a person blaspheme the name of the Lord.
O ni agbara ti mu ki eyan ko soro odi si
oruko Oluwa. It's a shameless spirit.
Tori o je emi ti o ni itiju.
And highly deceptive.
O si je emi to ntone je gidigidi.
I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Mo gbadura pe Olorun yo ran wa lowo ni oruko Jesu.
This strange year is moving on.
Bi odun to je ajiji si tin tesiwaju.
May the strangeness and the boiling of this year
ki iwa ajeji re ati iwa iruke irudo to wa ninu odun
na not cage anyone here in the name of Jesus. Four keys to confronting the spirit of Belial. Four keys. Number one. We must attack the spirit with acidic aggression. We must attack the spirit with acidic aggression. It's not the spirit you joke with. Because the demons under him are so numerous and so wicked. You must attack it. Two. You must separate yourself from this spirit.
Only lati yara re soto kuro lowo lodo emi.
Separate yourself from the spirit.
Yara re soto kuro lowo emi.
The Bible says you have nothing to do with it.
Bibeli so pe oni ko won se pelu re.
Separate yourself from the spirit.
Yara re soto kuro lodo emi.
Three.
Iketa.
You must guard your heart.
Only lati dabo bo okan re.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wi pe,
guard your heart with all diligence.
For
out of it are the issues of life. Whatever you are doing, guard that heart. With all diligence. Then number four. Lose yourself.
tu ara re sile.
From the curse of Belial.
Kuro ninu egun Beliali.
Because once the person allows the Bible to term him or her as a child of Belial,
tori ni gere ti irufe ni be ba gba kon pe ni omo Beliali,
the person comes under a curse.
Iru eni be a wa sabe egun kan.
So all the disobedience,
tori na gbogbo iwa igboran,
uncleanliness,
gbogbo iwa imo,
adultery,
gbogbo iwa gbere,
infirmity,
gbogbo iwa ilera,
rape,
gbogbo iwa banifipa loko,
rebellion,
gbogbo iwa ishote,
prostitution,
gbogbo iwa keyan ma huwa sewo,
irreverence in the house of God,
I ni teriba ni ile olorun,
alcoholism,
gbogbo iwa imoti para,
immorality,
gbogbo iwa irira,
sodomy,
gbogbo iwa sodomu,
apostasy,
agbogbo iwa kiko olorun sile,
backsliding,
gbogbo iwa pepeyinda,
drug addiction,
gbogbo iwa lilo ogun oro,
false teaching,
gbogbo iwa eko ajeji,
fornication,
gbogbo iwa panshaga,
blasphemy,
gbogbo iwa
orodi, perversion,
gbogbo iwa yidayida,
lawlessness,
gbogbo iwa roof ailofin,
pornography,
gbogbo iwa wiwu aworan ti oda, gbogbo iwa nitiju,
lust,
gbogbo iwa ifekufe,
deception,
gbogbo iwa itonije,
heresy,
gbogbo iwa ahesọ,
hardness of heart,
gbogbo iwa sisi okun
eni le, sexual impurity,
gbogbo iwa imo nipa ibalopo,
all the filthiness,
gbogbo iwa irira,
lying,
iro pipa,
they are all children of this strong man called the spirit of Belial.
Gbogbo won ni won di omo emi ta npe ni emi Beliali.
One, you must attack it.
Ekini o lati ko oju ija si.
Two, separate yourself.
Ekeji yara re soto kuro lodo re.
You must look at you and know that you are serving the living God.
Ngba ta ba wo an lati mo pe o nsin Olorun alaye.
Your dressing, the way your outlook must be different from those who are serving the devil.
Emura re ati ba se ri o si o lati yado si awon to nsin esu.
You must guard your heart.
O lati daabo bo okan re.
Then loose yourself from the curse of Belial.
Nipa be wa to tu ara re se kuro lowo egun Beliali.
And this is what we need to confront here this morning.
Ohun ti a se wa lati koju ija se loni ni.
More than at any other time, beloved.
Ju gbogbo igba lo olufe.
We need to arrange strategic prayers.
O ye ke a seto awon adura to neto ninu.
To deal with issues.
Lati koju ija se awon
ipo. Strategic prayers.
Awon adura to leto.
To deal with strategic warfare.
Lati koju ija se awon ogun to leto.
And our prayers must be tailored according to the warfare that we're facing.
Awon adura wa lati ti lo gege bi ogun ta nkoju ija
se. Like I was telling some people in the place.
Bi mo tin so fun won kan nibi kan.
The machine gun that can help you.
Bi pe ero katakata to le ro lowo.
To kill a wild elephant.
To le mu oko pa irin to tobi.
Will be completely useless if you are battling against mosquito.
Ko le wulo fun to ba ye pe fun lo ndoju ija ko.
You need to understand that one. That the concept of warfare changes when it's the mosquito.
O lati mo pe oye bo se wi ogun re a yi pada nigba ye pe fun lo nkoju ija si.
It has been said.
Won ati so wi pe.
That the animal the elephant fears most is the rat.
Bi pe eranko ti erin to beru ju ohun ni eku.
The elephant would take the lion and slam the lion on the ground. The elephant can fight any animal.
Erin a mu enu re a lo mokini won a si pa abi eranko be.
The elephant would take up a serpent and slam the serpent against those trees.
Erin a mu enu re a lo mo ejo a si lu mo igi.
The elephant will kick the leopard, will kick the zebra.
Erin a mu eranko eranko a lo a si pa won loju ese.
But when a small rat,
sugbon nigba ti eku kekere,
comes on the elephant,
to ba ba le erin yi,
the elephant is in trouble.
Erin ti wo wahala.
The rat is moving about at his back.
Erin eku yi o ni kaakiri lori erin.
He can't touch it.
Ko le fowo kan.
He can't catch it.
Ko le mu.
So the concept of warfare that the elephant has, the rat has defeated it.
Tori no eto ogun jija eti eku ni erin yi ko le ba.
So you need to organize your warfare according to the enemy you are facing.
So ilo n lati seto ogun jija re gege bi ota to n baja ti ri.
Rise up on your feet now.
E je ka de duro re se wa bayi.
And let your voice roar like fire and like thunder.
Yes, je ko yin ko ro bi ina ati bi ara.
In this prayer that I want you to pray.
Ninu awon adura ti mo fe ke gba
yin. The prayers may not make sense to you to start with.
Awon adura na si o le ma mo gbon dani.
But something is happening in the spirit realm.
Sugbon kan sele ni ipele emi.
All eyes closed.
Ki gbogbo oju wa ni didi.
Tonight, today, this day,
loni,
understand
that
spiritual warfare is fought with forces that you cannot see.
Pe ogun jija ti emi a nja pelu awon agbara ta o le ri.
But it's fought in faith.
Sugba ngba ninu a nja ninu igbagbo.
It gives us breakthrough.
O si fun wa ni alaja.
With a loud voice.
Pelu ohun to jagara.
You will first of all address your own household.
O kokko koju si ohun ti moju to ohun ti se ti didile re.
Power of Belial.
Agbara Beliali.
In my father's house.
ninu ile baba.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it.
Line ore ko pase re.
This is a prayer you have to pray from your heart.
Adura to lati gba lati nu okan re wa niyi.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Power of Belial.
Agbara Belial.
Troubling my star.
Ton yo irawo mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la gbadura.
Altars of Belial.
Eyin pepe Beliali.
Assigned to trouble me.
Can
you shout it
loud?
Catch fire!
In
the name of Jesus. Altars of Belial. Assigned to trouble me. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu la gbadura.
This next prayer.
Adura to kan yi.
We are to pray 3 times.
A o gba ni emeta.
But the 3 times.
Sugba emeta ta o gba yi.
Will bring 7 different miracles to pass.
Yo mu ise iyanu meji ototo wa.
Number 1.
Ikini.
As we start praying this prayer,
bi abati bere si gbadura na,
in the process of the prayer,
ni bi adura na tin lo,
I didn't say when we finish.
Mo ni ta ba pari adura o,
an evil tree,
igi bi igi buburu,
growing in somebody's compound,
to ndagba ninu ogba eyan kan,
the tree is a coven,
igi o je ajo awon aje,
it will dry up.
Agbe danu.
Why we are yet praying here?
Be atin gbadura na lo.
As we are praying this prayer,
be atin gbadura yi.
There are people who have been dreaming of sitting for examinations.
Awon eyan wa ni ton je pe won ma nla la pe won joko fun idanwo.
And you don't understand what it means.
Oyi o si ye ohun to tumo si.
Means the enemy is arranging tribulation for you.
Eye ni pe ota n seto iponju fun yin ni.
Those dreams shall be canceled.
Gbogbo awon alaila o fagile.
As you pray this prayer too,
be atin gbadura yi.
Anyone here battling with incurable disease?
Eni kan ni to nkoju ja si aisan ti o gbo.
All of a sudden you feel a drop like dew falling on you.
Gege lojiji le o ri pe nkan ba le biiri.
And go tomorrow and check.
E o si lo lola ketun lo si ayewo miran.
And infirmity will have gone back to the sender.
E ri pa ilera na ti pada lo sodo won to ran.
Because the Bible says I will not put upon you any of the diseases of the Egyptians.
Nitori pe bere so ko emi o ki yo fi arun kokan to wa lara awon Egypt
sara yin. But I will put it on the bodies of those that hate you. As you pray this prayer,
so,
there are people who have received some discouraging news. By the time you finish praying the prayer, the discouraging news have been converted to miracles. As you pray this prayer, so, there is someone here, you will have what is known as unbelievable promotion. This next prayer we're going to pray.
Adura to kan ta ma gba yi.
As you pray this prayer so,
bi atin gbadura na,
the powers that have been removing good things from people's lives,
awon agbara to tin yo rere kuro ninu igbesi aye
awon eniyan, their hands shall wither.
Owo won yo gbe.
As you pray this prayer so,
bi atin gbadura kan na yi,
those who have been attacked by swallowing serpents,
awon ti ejo tin gbe nkan mi tin koju ija si,
in their dreams,
ninu ala won,
those serpents shall dry up.
Awon ejo na yo gbe danu.
Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? And we are praying three hot times. Serpents and scorpions of Belial! My life is not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. Bosente la kaya bosente. Aha, aha, aha.
Benny.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu.
Open your mouth and pray. Bosente. Aha, aha,
aha,
aha,
aha.
Something is happening now. You know, I told you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number three. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thou power of God, in the name of Jesus, move. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Perfect silence. Heaven is at work. And it's working on behalf of so many people here. Silence. The woman taking your name
to mu oruko re
to the coven centers
lo si oju ajo awon aje
has been disgraced.
O ti gba itiju.
Makato sepona kaya busha. Silence.
Idakeje.
As prophecies for somebody here.
The
strong man.
Assigned
at the gate of your business. Pushing away prosperity. Has been buried completely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.